Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by G.L. Berg. If you need holiday entertainment specific, I mean, they got a ton of stuff, but if you want comedy, you can't find a better place to give you comedy. Head over to glberg.com, check out all their comedians, including a lot of people you've seen on this show, and check out all their other acts, glberg.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of summer. Hello, how are you? Thank you for coming back and joining us. Across from me, as always, wiping smoothie out of his beard, even though he hasn't had a smoothie, is Cyrus Amundson.
Smoothies can stick around for a couple days, Chad.
I know, trust me, I know.
Like I live. I'm wearing a stocking cap.
Yeah, you are.
I just want to get that out, I want to say it early so the people watching the video feed aren't like, hey, stupid hat.
Sure.
You know, because that's going to happen. It's got a ball on the top of it. So I wanted to get that out. It's cold. We're in Minnesota. It's October. So why not have it be 42 degrees and raining? And let's throw some fucking car accidents in on the way down.
Yeah.
Hi, Chad. While I'm unraveling as the show starts, I just want to let you know.
I'm gonna put my mic down and
that
listen.
Chad is in a mood to tell a lot of fairy tales. Let's just get that out
of
the way.
Oh, wow.
Chad is ready to. Chad is not.
This is called something in mental health. I can't remember what it is. Is it gaslighting?
I don't know if it's gaslighting.
I don't think it's gaslighting. I think it's whatever you do. It's like 8 Mile. Whatever you do it first, so then when I talk, everyone's like, well, we just heard that this isn't right.
Do I look like a guy who's seen 8 Mile? And that's not that's not rhetorical. That's like...
Every single person to me looks like someone who's seen 8 Mile because it's a great fucking movie. Have you never seen 8 Mile?
I haven't seen 8 Mile. I'm not...
Oh, you haven't seen 8 Mile? Why are you pronouncing it like umbrella, like you're from the South? It's 8 Mile.
Mile. 8 Mile.
Yeah. Not 8 Mile.
I wish I was fucking 8 miles away from you right now. How many miles to your house is this show over yet?
Now listen, we can hear Justin's laugh. It's Hay Bales in the back, everybody.
Brandon and Hay Bales in the back, and they have been vigorously setting up the podcast for today. Well, you and I don't want to say we're beefing.
I'm going to listen. I got here at 10:12.
Okay.
Which was late. It was 12 minutes late.
Yeah.
And it's 10:34. When we started.
And that has nothing to do with me. And we pay these guys so fucking much
little
money.
So we started at 10:34, which is 34 minutes after we were supposed to start, which is still not the amount of minutes you did last night at the show for the Power Trip K-Fan morning show.
It was at night. It was a nighttime
show. It was at
show.
Night.
Not everybody's from everyone's the
supposed
city.
Everyone's supposed to do 12 minutes.
Sure.
And you did 35 minutes.
And so.
Which is almost triple.
Who knows what I actually did, but that's what I'm
everyone,
talking about.
Everyone's standing on the side of the stage.
This is what I'm talking about with your fairy tales.
Because we were looking around. We were like,
this
oh,
is
look
what
it.
I'm talking about.
Sai is still going.
This
and
is
then,
what.
And then
no
like,
one was. No one.
Everyone. So a lot of people did. Because here's what you said.
Oh, my God.
You go,
God.
Hey, I just want to say two things before I leave. How about a big round of applause for my friends? Weren't they great? It's not always that you get this much talent in one show, and you guys, and then
why
also,
are you making
just
the
wait?
Thing
stop, stop,
like,
stop! Stop!
No,
stop! Stop!
No, stop!
I'm not done. I'm
why
not done.
Why are you making the thing?
I'm not done.
You made
listen,
a compliment
wow.
sound like an asshole.
No, no, no.
And then he went over to my grandma's house and was like, "You're a really nice lady, and I hope that you
please
have
let
a
me
great
finish.
Day."
I think it was a nice compliment.
No,
and then you said,
off.
And then you said to the morning show people, you said, "Hey, and there's hardly any morning show could get this many people out at on a Thursday night
back
in
the
rain.
Back-to-back compliments.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And then you said, all right, I'll close on this.
Oh, good
God. And you were like, what's my stairway to heaven? What's my longest bit?
I think the last bit I did was the shortest bit I have.
I've already gone well over double my time. Let's see if we can get to triple.
The last bit was the shortest bit I did all night. That's a misaccurate.
Exactly right, and it's still super long. You're just fucking digging a hole.
But you know who I am as a comic. But I'm saying this is like watching a 24-hour news and not headline news where they're like, "Here's 30 minutes of boring." You're the guy who goes, "Here's some news, but here's my slant on it." That's what's
happening here. There's no slant.
Pure
Ask
slant.
Anybody else?
You are the king of slant right now. I may have gone.
Also, though, king of slant sounds pretty cool.
King of Slant sounds like something a guy that we wouldn't want to hang out with would refer to himself as.
I like King of Slant, and I might keep it.
It's been nice to see everybody since I've been home.
Except who? Me?
Not everyone has been attacking me.
I'm not attacking you. I'm just telling you.
See, this is like a dad who screams at a kid.
No.
And then when he gets done screaming at the kid goes, "I just don't like it when you yell at me." And he goes, "I'm not fucking yelling at you. I'll show you yelling." And you're like, "You've been yelling this whole time."
Yeah, that's not true. So what? All I wanted
it
to
is
say
true.
Was,
you know,
we get
a
so,
little bit
we
about
get so
bad
many,
dads.
We get
you
so
understand.
Many messages. Don't get me started. We need
you
so.
Don't get me started.
We get so many messages, people saying like, "Can't you do more than 40 minutes?" And it's like, well, I know somebody that can. But anyways.
The one fucking Heckle and Jekyll and back, sure like that one.
Yeah. I'm killing in the back. Welcome back. Hey, Bales. Good to see you, Brandon.
There's a lot of wonderful things. If you're sitting at home right now and you're thinking, what's it like to be really close personal friends with Chad? It has its rewards.
Yeah.
It has its
Period.
Rewards.
Hard stop.
It has its rewards, comma.
Oh.
It has its rewards,
Ooh.
Comma.
Oh, no.
But it also comes with... So you are... I guess this is going to be fun for me because I get to make you uncomfortable and then hurt you. You are potentially the most beloved comic in America.
That's not true at all.
It's fucking true.
See, now See, this here's is, what you're doing.
What
you're,
I'm not doing anything.
This is the same thing you did before that I called you on your bullshit. You go... oh my God, man, you're looking good. Kelsey's trimming your beard. You look thin. And then I got
I
here.
Never thought it was cool that Kelsey was trimming your beard.
But just
I
wait.
Said, you look good. And then you said, Kelsey's trimming my beard. And I said, that.
Yeah, but then you go, hey, you guys, when we go on video, you're going to be amazed at the transformation. And I look the same. And you were setting
how
me up for
you,
failure.
How are you turning a different conversation into your body dysmorphia
it's
issues?
It's not body dysmorphia. What I'm saying is...
You look fine right now.
You give me an uber compliment...
Sure.
...just to set me up for failure.
I don't think
And that's
think
a
that's
what
accurate.
You're starting.
That's
the
not...
most beloved comedian. Interesting.
I think you're
well,
the most...
why don't you tell that to fucking Raleigh, North Carolina? Because the showroom is 500 seats, which is ridiculous. Guess what? Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. If I could sell 2,000 tickets... I wouldn't be here. I'd be at the fucking theater for one show. So that's a weird business model. Also, and I'm not blaming them because I had a ton of fun. And also, I'll tell you something else. The Raleigh crowds, Randall came with me, Ranta Claus.
Yeah.
He murdered up front, as always. But these crowds were so good that I bet you I wrote 15 minutes off the cuff. Because I even told him one time, I go, I can't believe you guys are laughing for so long. It lets me think of new bits.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, where never I can never do that anywhere in Kentucky. And that's true. Louisville and Lexington have been a shutdown state for me.
I don't care about any of this. I'd like to get back to the beloved comedian thing that I was.
I believe that I have.
I'm nothing like my dad, yet I'm so charming and distracting. I can try to move anyone off of any topic at any given point in time. You are likely the most, and not beloved, beloved. You're the most beloved comic. You can't go anywhere in America and mention your name and not have people in the local scene go, "Oh, Chad, blah." Like, it's fucking horrendous. But
look at look at your little smirk because you just got a laugh from the back. Look at your little ass smirk. You are fawning all over yourself right now.
Here's the thing.
And I
no,
will
don't,
not have
don't.
Because you know you're setting me up for failure, and now you got them on your side, and you're like,
do you know why they're on my side? Because they recognized a truth And I'm not a guy who brings a lot of truths to this program. No, they know exactly, because guess what they get? They work at Acme. And so all week they have people, comics be like, would it be okay if I open for Chad? Because it's one of my goals in my career.
By the way, I'm sweating right now.
You should be sweating.
From all this talking.
I need you to be sweating. Don't turn it back into your weight. The point is, there are a lot of wonderful aspects of being a close friend of yours. You're supportive.
Thank you.
You're kind.
Thank you.
Do
you hear the rocks loosening on top of the mountain? Here they come.
You wrap people in love, but...
Oh, there we go.
I told you there was a comma in here.
Wrap
but because you are so beloved... You are like, you could say whatever you want. And people are like, I think that's probably true. You could have come on this podcast and be like, guys, you're never going to believe it. Last night, Cy shot a six-year-old boy in the face, did 49 minutes, and then robbed a KFC. And everybody be like, man, Cy's really wiling out. You just carry this influence and this weight, and it's the number one downside to loving you.
That's not true, because
in the comedy world it is.
Because everyone that listens to this podcast, if I said you shot a six-year-old boy in the face, they'd be like, well, with what? The recoil of a gun would fucking kill him. He can't pull a bow and arrow back.
Crossbow.
I think that would still get you. You'd have to load it somehow. I don't know. That'd be so funny if Greg, your brother, was your accomplice.
Yeah.
Like, what did you do? I just loaded it. I loaded the crossbow, and then I held it for him. And then he tried to pull the trigger, couldn't, so then he told me when to pull the trigger.
He had his finger on the trigger, and then I moved the crossbow with pressure against his finger. And when that didn't work, I overlapped his finger like I was teaching him a golf swing, and we did it together.
Yeah, and then let's go further. Can he eat KFC? I thought he was on like a blueberry diet.
Well, that's
a lot of listeners would say that.
Yeah, great, thank you. Do you know that I own a mini crossbow? Have we ever talked about that on this program, Hey Bales?
I have a question. Does it have little suction cup arrows?
No, they're real
shooting
arrows.
Shooting against a window? Oh, is that serious?
No, it's a very real. So I was, you know, I like a good old-fashioned truck stop.
And I do know that.
Not for the gas, not for the treats. I like to go to that big glass cabinet they have in back where you're like, here's where they keep the hookah pipes and the weapons.
And the throwing stars.
Yes. Yeah that's exactly right. And there's one on the way. You know that big-ass one on 94, like the fancy one?
With the giant donuts as big as your head?
Yes.
Yep, Clearwater.
So do you know the other one past that on the left that no one goes to because the other one has donuts as big as your head?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Exactly. So if you go in that one.
Why would I go to that one?
Weapons galore in this bitch. Okay. And at one point, several years ago, they had a mini crossbow. It's about snapping turtle sized.
Okay.
It's about the size of a snap. And
adult? Male? Female? Let's give the people what they want.
Full grown male snap.
Okay, that's a big one. That's a big
alligator snapping turtle. One of the fucking hook.
Yep.
So it's a big, it's about this big. But yeah, you can load the arrows in easy if you have shit shoulders. And then it's just honk. And so yeah, I do have that in one of my vehicles.
Do you have it in your vehicle?
Yeah.
I love how you'd never get in trouble because they're like, well, the only thing that would use this is a T-Rex, and they've been extinct for quite a while.
It's an interesting combination. Like, imagine you pull over me. I look like this, and you're like, hey, you were swerving. And I'm like, well, it's because I'm driving with my knees, you know. And they go, we're going to search your car to see if there's any drugs in here. And you're just waiting over by their cop car, and it's a Honda. And it's not even an Accord. It's a Civic. It's a Honda Civic. And they go, has this guy got a mini crossbow hidden in his Honda Civic? It's like finding a machete inside of a Dodge Tercel. Is a Tercel a car? I was reaching for cars.
I'm not sure. I could tell because you pressed your hands into your eyeballs.
Yeah, it's,
and that's normally when you shut down your vision so you can think better.
Yeah, thank you. That's a real trick. I know I did it at about the 14-minute mark last night when I went 4 minutes over and did 16, regardless of what anyone else in the comedy community is saying.
Wow, everyone knows you did 35. But also, that happens to me sometimes. I wear a sleep mask because this house we bought doesn't have curtains. Because the people that used to own it loved to fuck for others.
Sure.
I don't know if that's true, but it sure seems like it because there's not a curtain in the place. And so I wear a sleep mask, but as soon as I put it on, I also have tinnitus, which is ringing in your ears.
Some people call it tinnitus.
But it's not.
Others call it tinnitus. I think it's one of those things that...
Well, every doctor that I've seen about it says tinnitus.
And fun fact, every doctor he's seen is up in Fergus Falls.
That's not true.
I put on my straw hat because I got a meeting to try to fix up Chad's tinnitus today.
Well,
hey, okay. Y'all.
Okay.
Hey, somebody scoop me up one more dish of beaver pasta. I got to get on down and fix Chad's tinnitus.
Mm-hmm. How far is the hospital from my house? Is it 8 miles away? Listen, so...
I don't get a lot of those moments, and you know that?
I know. So I pull my sleep mask over, and then I go full, like, special needs daredevil, where it just, it turns my, instead of my hearing getting better, where I can hear a throwing star coming at me, second throwing star reference, it turns my tinnitus up. So so normally it's like, dee, that's normally. And then I put my sleep mask and it goes, bee! I mean, it's fucking crazy. I just blew it to the red zone. Oh, did I break some speakers out there in fucking middle of somewhere land?
You head back into that doctor and be like, doc, something turned my tinnitus right up. You can maybe see if he's
Every time I close my eyes, my tinnitus gets worse. This ain't nothing like, listen, you know what? I can touch better when I shut my eyes, doctor. Tell me what to do. I touch better.
Why don't you buy some curtains?
We did, but they're on back order because they're giant windows and you have to get like special curtains made.
You know what I love? I love how we went through the pandemic and for a while everybody's like, hey, we're going to put you on hold for a week because we're, you know, fucking pandemic. Or, hey,
yes.
Hey, I love how, do you need a table? Well, sorry, we're experiencing some back channel issues. And now, you know, I've been outside lately. Doesn't feel like we're in a fucking pandemic anymore.
Right.
Get me.
Where's the stuff?
Get me my stuff.
Yeah.
Get me. And I know that's, first world Psy, desperate to have his stuff.
I want my stuff from third world Psy now.
Right fucking
Send
now.
It.
Send it right
so
now.
So here's, one organization that wasn't able to use the pandemic as an excuse is comedy. Because several times I got back on stage and people wouldn't laugh at the jokes I thought were funny.
Sure.
After I'd been a shut-in for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, well, guys, pandemic. And they were like, don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Give us our stuff.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. As one of the most beloved comics in America, I've never
That's
seen
true.
You have a bad set.
That's true.
Last night he had 75 applause breaks.
And I touched someone on their shoulder and they got out of their wheelchair for the first time in 50 years.
Yeah. Oh, starting to sound like that whole 35 minutes tale was a bunch of truth, isn't it, fellas?
No, I mean, because here's how we time. We actually started our timer to see how long it would take that guy to get out of the theater after he got up and walked for the first time.
Sure.
And then he was out in 12 minutes, and it was like an incline.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good that he was getting out that fast. And then we were like, should we keep him going to see how long this guy goes? And then it was 35 minutes.
Oh, yeah, well. I'm glad that one of the people who loves me the most is really upset that I had such a nice time on stage when Lord knows it's been a hard battle to get back up on stage.
Wow. I hope you back up too quickly and fall off this fucking stage. I will tell you this. I did actually say that last night to Kelsey on the way home.
Yeah.
I was like, God, did she kill?
Yeah.
I get pretty sick of that.
Yeah. Can I talk about that for a second?
This is all new. No, let me say this first.
Okay.
So we can talk about the comedians that were on stage.
Yeah, but I want to talk specifically about one specific aspect of what Kelsey did and then just give you the floor.
Okay.
Because I fucking loved it.
Okay, great.
Do you guys like roasts?
But I did say that it was nice to see you stretching a little bit because I think you're in Cincinnati, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... Cincinnati comedy's fine, but it's not Minneapolis comedy. You heard me, Ranta Claus. No, Cincinnati's comedy's great. And every time I talk to those guys, when you're, they're like,
I don't want to do this.
Holy fuck, he's the king.
No,
and
I don't
like,
do this.
Well, that's locally, he's the king.
Yeah.
I mean, is he the most beloved comedian in America or Cincinnati? So, but anyways, I think sometimes, maybe, and I may, right, you get into a place where people haven't seen you in a while. I wanted to see 35 minutes.
Oh, this, I can't spend this whole morning
wanted to see 35 minutes.
You through the floor of this building. I cannot have any
This building's base. It's built on a concrete slab.
It's concrete.
So that is going to be a fucking drilling.
It's going to be hard.
My shit will be pushed in Oz style.
Hey guys, so one of the first times I ever performed stand-up comedy was in a small hotel bar. I got booked to do a small hotel bar in a small Minnesota town, and 11 people showed up. And before I was about to go on, I was the feature act. Before I was about to go on, I walked down the hallway and I heard a lot of laughter. And I walked towards one of those big hotel conference rooms. And I looked in and there was a man on stage doing the same thing I was about to do in the tiny shitty bar. But in front of hundreds of people and murdering. His name was C. Willie Miles. I didn't realize that at the time it was a corporate event. It was a bunch of people who worked together. And it felt like a Comedy Central show. I'd never seen anyone kill that hard at that point. It was crazy. And so later in my career, when I got to partner with GL Berg and I found out C. Willie Miles worked with them, it was this light bulb moment. So if you have a company, if you want to book comedians, if you're in Minnesota, if you're in the Midwest, I'm telling you, this place walks the perfect line of giving you incredible. Sometimes I think people think corporate comedy is corny, but it's not. They pick great comedians who put on incredible shows and actually make you feel happy that you're at an event for your company. Tommy Ryman, he's been on this show. He's one of their clients, Tim Harmston, Mary Mack, Ali Sultan, Mike Brody, myself, Chad and myself as a duo. That you can book so much stuff. Head over to glberg.com. They are absolutely incredible. A lot of their clients have been their clients for over a decade, which I think speaks to how those people over there handle those people. Ooh, how cold is that? How Nate and Gary handle their business over at GL Berg. We love them. We think you would love them. And we love all the people they work with, obviously. So please head over to glberg.com and check it out. I will tell you exactly what happened last night.
Okay.
And then I'd like to talk about Kelsey's set.
Sure.
What happened last night is I didn't believe... And this is here's the details that get left out. I didn't necessarily believe because I was traveling from Cincinnati and I had to travel.
Oh, time change. That's why.
And I had to.
Unbelievable. Here we go. Well, it's an hour different there. I did negative 25 minutes.
That's not a terrible argument, given the sort of arguments you've been purporting. Did I use purporting correctly? So I had to fly. I had to drive myself to the airport.
Is this a poem?
Let me tell you what's a tough thing, since you're talking about how I'm moving well. I am moving a little better. Shoulders still suck a lot. So the one thing I can't do is carry or drag my own bag. Mm-hmm. And so I found out that at the airport, if you are willing to wait angrily for 40 to 50 minutes, somebody will come with a wheelchair and they will wheelchair you through the airport.
So you were timing out your set based on how long you had to wait for someone? And you were like, all right, this feels right.
So.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at what I said. I'm laughing at them laughing
fuck you.
At what I said.
You can laugh at what you said. That's the funniest one you've had so far. That was very,
thank
and
you.
It was so fast.
Yeah, thank
it
you.
Was so fast.
Imagine if we were doing this on Zoom, it would have taken another 15 seconds. Am I right, boys?
So I don't need to ride in a wheelchair. I can walk. I just can't.
I know that.
I just can't carry my bag with frozen shoulders. It just fucks. And what happens is I can probably carry my bag, but by the time I get there, my shoulders are going to be so fucked up. It's right. going to ruin my day.
Of course.
It's going to ruin my weekend. I'm not going to deal with
just
it.
Just quickly, if you ever are in a wheelchair, yeah. let me know. I'll just come touch you.
So I get to the airport and I call the.
He won't even look at me.
The wheelchair people. I call the wheelchair people, and they're like, we're sending somebody. And they send this gal I've had a number of times. Fucking get off of me. They send me this gal. Her name is Rose.
Rose, yep.
And Rose, I would guess Rose is in her 80s. And
oh, she's going to pull your bags? We need to send in someone a little stronger than this guy. Call Rose.
And she's, dude... She can't be 5 feet tall.
Sure.
She's got like the vibe of Sophia on Golden Girls. She got some fire to her. But so she comes, and so then I take my bag
and I put it on the wheelchair.
Yep.
And Rose's job is to push my bag. And my job is to walk next to Rose pushing my bag while everyone in the airport goes, what the fuck is going on right here?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this about?
Right.
And it is, you know, I can't imagine, and I'm sure, you know, you can come up with some, but I can't imagine a lot of places where people feel more judged than 39-year-old man with sure. tiny 80-year-old pushing his bag in a wheelchair.
I do kind of love it, and here's something that I think you should do.
Okay.
You should save up some dough,
mm-hmm.
and then you should go to the bank and get a bunch of ones,
mm-hmm.
and then as you walk through, just start handing out $1 bills to people. Be like, there you go. Here you go. Listen, I'm the king. You don't know who I am, but here's a dollar. Enjoy it. And you'd be like, Rose, here's a couple for you. And you just keep, people be like, who the fuck is this guy?
It's a story for everybody forever.
It's a different, yeah. It's like, well, there's an old woman pushing his bag and he was just handing out money.
How was your trip to, Cincinnati, Lisa? Well, on the way home, I think I met the King of Lexington. I think he was traveling somewhere. Maybe the Prince of Lexington. I don't know. Depends what's going on in his family. So I, anyway, what happened was Rose and I get through the airport. And so then I got to fly. So I got to drive there.
Yep.
And then I got to deal with waiting for Rose and then Rose and I's journey. And then I get on the plane. And then when I get off the plane, I get somebody who's not Rose.
Sure, who
is way judgier about the situation because they haven't experienced it before.
Yeah,
like
really?
Rose
do
has.
I have to push your fucking bag in
very,
a wheelchair? Of course.
Very similar to that. And then I go and I get my nephew picks me up. And then we drive
scale, Ethan.
All the way out past where you live.
Yep.
A non-disclosed location without curtains. And I get all the way out to right. my sister's home to get my vehicle. And then I get in my vehicle, and then I stop to say hello to my nieces, and then I'm trying to race down to the show. And
right.
I was late.
Right.
I got there late.
A little, just a little. I mean, I think that...
Past the time the show was supposed to start. It hadn't started yet, but I was past official show time.
Okay.
And my whole concern was I was going to be like an hour late.
Sure.
That's what I was really worried about.
Sure.
And so the night before, I texted my close, one of, if not...
The most beloved comedians in America.
A man who has somehow climbed near the Joel tier in my heart.
Wow.
And we know what that
means.
Guys,
clip it.
Clip it.
Clip it for his ringtone.
And should we clip it for Joel's ringtone? And I messaged you. I said, here's the lineup. And then I said, I put myself on last because I'm worried I'm going to get there last. But
right.
if you would like to go last, or I was like... Obviously, that audience really likes Kelsey.
Right.
If Kelsey would like to go last, that would be great.
I know.
You said, well, this looks great. I'm Chad. I'll only have a problem afterwards. And then...
But there were times associated with the lineup.
Sure. And I didn't do a good job on that.
It's like when someone goes, hey, want to come to our party? It's 4:00? Well, I don't have time for that shit. I need specifics, and you gave me specifics. 12, and then you did 35. And can I tell you something?
I don't know that it was 35.
And can I tell you something? I wanted all 35.
Knock it the fuck off. You cannot roller coaster me like that. Here's, boys, what happened that was real interesting. The order was the K-Fan fellas.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
I know you're going to talk about something specific right now, but as you do the order, I would like to chime in.
So here's how we do this. I'm going to say the order, okay. And then I'm going to throw it to you for a sentence.
Yes.
And then I'm going to do the next
paragraph.
Comedian.
Paragraph. Paragraph.
I would like
paragraph,
it to be
paragraph.
A long sentence.
Paragraph. Okay.
I just
run on
can't.
Sentence.
This
run on
thing
sentence.
Where you're like, and we both love all of our friends.
I just want to say a couple.
I
things.
I know, but it's what. It's like you have this voice inside your head, like, don't forget, you have to make sure you're the most beloved comedian in the entire country. It's just keep it tight.
First of all, my voice is not like that.
I need you to not just trim the fat. I need you to cut a little bit of the muscle.
You need people to love you. That's the voice.
So, the K-Fam boys go up. They do a great job setting. Well, let's say, first
right.
our friend Maggie Ferris, she's hosting the venue.
Absolutely.
Goes up, gets everybody in the right place, does a great job.
Yep.
She brings the
And then she leaves. She doesn't even come backstage.
She takes off.
She walked through the theater, I believe. I don't know. I couldn't see.
Yeah.
But we were listening to her backstage.
And then she disappeared.
And then she disappeared. And then
now, I did hear she left because she was worried you were going to lie about how much extra time she did. So,
interesting.
The K fanboys go. They do a fantastic job. Yep. And yep. Now it's time for the five comedians on the show.
Right.
All friends of ours.
Right.
Up first is the great and wonderful Greg Coleman.
Yep. Paragraph. Just listen. So he has such a funny bit. That
it makes me into the bad guy.
I
would also like to say a paragraph about Greg Coleman.
Well, just let me do it.
But let me tell you something.
We both believe this.
I understand, but by you speaking it, it looks like you believe it. And then if
but
I
no,
were to
we
go,
believe it.
Now it's time for my paragraph.
Well, how about
and you
this?
Said all the good shit.
How about this? How about you just go agreed or disagree?
Oh, yeah. That makes me look the same as
okay,
you.
Okay, so.
That's like saying.
Obviously
that's
very
like,
funny.
That's like we send
Greg
the
Coleman's
kids to
funny.
Your house for Christmas. You get them when they're kids, like one of those cars that you can actually drive as a little kid. Power wheels.
Yeah.
You get them a Power Wheels.
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
And they hug you. And then the next day, you're like, you call me like, hey, when they get home, you can say the Power Wheels were also from you. Fuck you. Fuck off.
Wow. This goes deeper, right? Do you guys feel like Greg got Power Wheels and Cy wasn't allowed to use it?
Let me tell you something
that
about
goes
our relationship.
Real deep.
Greg, because
Damn.
He was so concerningly skinny as a boy, we're talking frog bones. Because he was so concerningly...
Can you look that up? I don't know what it means.
Ask your fucking doctor. I'm sure he's diagnosed a bunch of people in Fergus Falls with it.
Hey, I'm sorry your ears are ringing because it's you got frog bones in there. You're supposed to have a hammer that goes date, but you got frog bones in there.
Number one cause of tinnitus is just a wicked case of frog bone. When Greg was a frog boned youth,
sure.
And everybody was like, hey, if we don't feed this guy, I think he's going to disappear. We would get home and we get our after school snacks, and Sarah and I would get like regular graham crackers.
Okay.
And Greg had his own stash of snacks.
Of course he did.
That were like high calorie, which also means delicious.
What a bitch.
So thank you.
What a bitch.
We're sitting there
Hold
eating.
Hold on, let me look at the camera. Greg, are you watching? Bitch.
Thank you. Can you imagine being a boy and
yes.
you and your sister, you and your sister are eating graham crackers that somebody didn't even properly clip. So you're like, are they stale or is this just what a graham cracker is?
Well, first of
all, no fucking marshmallow.
My sister and I would have fucking loved graham crackers growing up.
Oh, God, I can't listen to this. Let me have something. I get it.
Well, I just.
You were poor.
We had to roll up.
You
we had to put sugar on
poor.
Summer sausage and roll it up.
Oh,
anyways.
Oh, my God.
Tell me
it.
More about these fucking graham crackers, King.
Just because you had it hard doesn't mean other people can't experience their frustrations.
Oh, here we go. This is the same shit I hear about all the time. Guess what? You know what? Well, there are people starving in these countries. And it's like, well, but I'm also hungry. But then it's like tough shit. You can find more food.
I'm not going to sign off on that one. I'm going to stick with my brother example. I don't want to sign
let's
up.
Let's do that.
Let's clip that one though, because if we're going to clip the Joel thing, I'd like to have that one. He just got better snacks, so I
sure.
don't even remember where all this began. But I just
you're
really
talking about how skinny he was and how
oh and
how,
we okay we're back
because he got toys that you didn't get.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, Greg Coleman, go ahead. Hey, Greg, just a heads up. I fucking like you too. I also think that you're fantastic, but I'm going to get out of the way so Chad can monologue about how excellent you are. Go ahead, Chad.
Okay. I thought Greg Coleman had a very mediocre set. Go ahead. Next, who else is on the show?
Then,
Greg Coleman.
He can't even do it.
But here's
that's the thing.
I'm not
he
even going to talk
even,
about his set. I want to tell you what he said that was so funny to
Greg
me.
Greg Coleman knows how much we love him, and he can't even commit to it. He said that, and we're gonna move on, and went,
no.
Well, what if this ruins your title?
No, here's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
He came back, and he had a very cushy, like, quilted shirt on mm-hmm. that you would get at an REI or something. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, oh, man, I went out there with this quilted shirt, but I had bomber jacket energy. And I just started laughing because he goes, I think I confused him. And I'm like, that's great. I thought it was so funny.
It's very funny.
All right, keep going.
No, it's great. That was one sentence, and it was really good.
Yeah, thanks.
Next up.
Wow, that was a lot of preface for me doing what I was told.
Next up was the incredible and talented Jesse Campbell. Now, Jesse Campbell,
mm-hmm.
one of the formative forces in my comedy career.
Right.
So if you don't like what I do, which according to our Instagram, there's a few of you out there.
Thanks a lot, Jesse Campbell.
She means a great deal to me, and she went up and murdered.
Yeah. And then she was not living here for a long time, mm-hmm. and then moved here a year ago and was talking about how they have a 7-year-old mm-hmm. and he wasn't really having a childhood where they lived before. And now that he's got like 9 friends, same age, on the cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. So they run around like thick as thieves. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say, I think that's real great.
And I think that really helped the show. Next up.
Is anything helping the show today?
There's this. This is, let's just call this episode Mercy Flush.
Why don't we call it Last Episode?
Let's call it Last Episode. The next comedian is your significant other, my
yep,
friend,
yep.
your significant other,
right?
The young Kelsey Cook.
Yeah.
And
I don't know who you have to say young, but that felt weird and pointed, didn't it? That felt like a huge fuck you to the most beloved comedian in America.
And I think that's just the way you receive things, because I like to call a lot of people the young.
Why would you say young? Why, you don't have to say it unless you're staring at me. Fuck you, dude.
Oh, how about this? Okay. Hey, it's the what you want me to say? Or it was just a descriptor.
That's fine.
I don't like to, because here's
the young Kelsey.
She's very funny, but we call everybody funny.
Right.
She's a good looking gal,
she
but
is.
I'm not gonna boil down her abilities to her looks. That didn't seem appropriate.
Right.
And so I landed on age
it,
and I said young, and you went, oh well, god, are people gonna think about me being in my mid-60s?
Can we rewind? What did he say about Greg Coleman and Jesse Campbell? Anything or just their names? Okay, keep going.
So the young Kelsey Cook takes stage,
uh-huh.
and I have got to tell you, fellas, she did, she told me before she went up, she goes, I got some, you know, you've maybe seen some of this stuff, but a lot of it's about Chad.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'm going to go stand right next to the curtain. And she delivered what can only be described as a New York Friars Club level 12-minute set about you. And let me say, before you get going.
Okay.
Incredibly well written.
Oh yeah.
Incredibly funny. You don't need to know you
right.
to think the jokes are funny.
Right.
But I do know you.
Yeah.
God, I had a nice time.
I'll tell you this. I had a nice time too. And I will tell you, I'm going to remove New York Friars Club from it mm-hmm. only because
male dominated society would have never let her on stage.
No way. Sammy Davis Jr. barely got in there, and that's because Sinatra made a call.
Sure.
So it's only because she does a very nice job of relieving the assholiness by complimenting me throughout.
Sure.
Which is
she's very skilled. That's a skilled.
Absolutely.
I think even if she's not talking, were it not about you, that's a very high-level comedic skill.
Of course, yeah. And she straight murders. She has, so her special is 2.15 million views
mm-hmm.
that she put out on YouTube, and she's already got a new hour.
Yes.
So it's like, can't wait to live off this money.
Yeah. I think, I got to be honest,
I'm going to need a proposal quickly.
I was just
before
the
second special comes out.
I'm
going to need to figure out how to get a ring on that motherfucking finger. If you need some money, you should have put a ring on it.
I did not like that. I liked everything until that last part. But I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I think we need to, and maybe this is for off the mic, but I do think we need to lock her down sooner rather than later. Because at some point, her stardom is going to crest above your belovedness in terms of value, and I just think it would be really smart of us to lock her down permanently,
mm-hmm.
Be it by ring or you got that house in there, you know, find a room and click it in there, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna have to figure that out now. To be fair, you know, we've talked about that and stuff, and anyways, I don't want to talk about it anymore, but.
Could you say that quieter?
Yeah, no.
Hey guys, should we close on that? Do you think that was strong enough? Do you think me bringing up Chad and Kelsey's future and then him whispering is a good end to this episode?
I tried to say it at full volume, but my throat was like, "Fuck you, dude. I got your back."
Shut it down. Somebody play the ukulele. Let's shut this thing down.
Well, here's the thing. So I know what you're saying, and here's what I think is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear this. You're going to hear, wow, Kelsey Cook is the funniest comedian in America right now. And then you're going to hear me yell from a shadow, but people like me.
tonight. That's, oh, that's, but that's pretty true. And so
that's very true. I will absolutely. Some people still compliment me when you bring her up.
Here's what I'm concerned about. I am truly concerned. Let's say hypothetically, and you do get married someday.
Okay.
Right? I'm concerned about what my role will be.
Sure.
Because I do need to, you have a lot more friends than me. I have a lot bigger family than you.
Yeah. I had to make a big family by reaching out to friends.
Yes.
That's true.
And so I am concerned about how self-conscious I'm going to feel on wedding day. And so a couple of my pitches.
Hey, just wait a second. I don't want you to feel, what'd you say you were going to feel?
Self-conscious.
Self-conscious. I don't want you to feel that way because okay. I will definitely call you and let you know how it went.
Don't do it in a travel destination where I can't get there. Because that feels like that's a thing that could happen.
Okay. Top of Machu Picchu. Yeah. That's where we're getting married.
Hey, we chose Bolivia.
Hey, Rose. Hope you can push a wheelchair up a fucking mountain. Si's got a wedding to get to.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.